This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Rita Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. The popularity of plant-based diets have been on the rise recently due to a dramatic shift in consumer needs towards more healthy-based lifestyles, diets, and improved food safety. The Euromonitor International has even reported an accelerated growth of the plant-based lifestyle in Asia-Pacific as a result of COVID-19. No surprises there. Aside from health benefits, there are also significant environmental benefits to plant-based diets, including a reduction in water and land use, low pollution, and slow deforestation, among others. So weighing on that, we have Fauzi Hussein, who decided to start a vegan Tex-Mex restaurant called Sala in 2017. Good morning, Fauzi.
Good morning.
Right.
Hi.
You know, we spoke to you a couple of years ago, so it's just an interesting to get an update, right? But I think people want to know, right, the reason for the name of the restaurant Sala.
Okay, trying to get a name for anything is always a fun journey.
Okay.
Okay. When I started thinking about having a restaurant, there's a few names that goes in it. Mm. But one that sticks out was a friend of mine who helped me out to come up with this word, because it's Sala.
Mm.
Yeah, because my theme of a restaurant has a little bit of Tex-Mex in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then so I want a little bit of Spanish verse in it.
Right.
So Sala, La Sala means living room.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I do want my restaurant, the restaurant, to have more like a environment, like homely feeling to
right.
it. Yeah, but there's an acronym behind the word Sala. It's Salva a los Animales,
mm-hmm.
which means save the animals.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
So a double entendre.
Yeah.
They're very good.
Yeah. So I did not come up with it.
Okay.
A friend of mine who had lived here in Malaysia,
uh-huh.
he taught Spanish in one of the international schools. So
right.
we've been friends for a while. So
right.
he kind of helped me out with coming up with his words. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah.
so you know,
I wish I could take credit for it. Yeah.
Okay. So you give credit where credit's due, right? And then,
yes,
okay,
of course,
go vegan, right?
Yeah.
A vegan restaurant. Why Tex-Mex?
Okay. I used to live in the U.S. when I was in my 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Right after SPM, I went out to the U.S. for uni.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Tex-Mex, it has a lot of similar flavor to Malaysian food. We have a lot of chilies, we have a lot of onions and cilantro. So we're very familiar with all the flavors.
Mm.
So a lot of the Malaysian students always ended up going to Tex-Mexican food because, it's what we're familiar with.
Right.
And also, while I was in uni, it's Tex-Mex is one of the cheapest foods for students.
Okay.
Yeah, we can get like a taco for like 50 cents.
Okay.
burrito for like $2.
Okay.
Yeah. And it'll still fill up.
Okay, student budget,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah. Student budget, memang. And then pedas lagi tu.
Everybody
loves that, huh?
Okay. Okay.
Because, again, this is like back in the late 90s.
Right.
So, yeah.
When we couldn't get our sambal.
Yeah, betul. Yeah, we couldn't get our sambal. Yeah. So
now,
the next best thing is like the salsa and everything.
Right.
And the chili, even though it's different, but it's enough that we can actually mix our take the salsa and put it in our nasi.
Okay. Now, and of course, but it was your own personal health journey that made you go vegan. Can you share that story?
Okay. I've always been interested in health, and I was working out a lot, trying to get fit, back then, everyone would get fit at one point. And I've been going to the gym like consistently up to like 6 days a week, 3 to 4 hours a day.
Right.
Because, you've been going on the journey as well. We're reading about how being fit equals to being healthy kind of thing.
Mm.
You know? But then when I ended up doing my physical, then the doctor started telling me that my uric acid has gotten elevated.
Right.
My cholesterol has been elevated as well.
Mm.
So, you know, it worries me saying that, well, you know, I was healthy, you know, I thought I was healthy, you know, I work out a lot, I do my miles, you know, eat healthy. You know, I literally just eat rice and boiled chicken at one point.
Wow.
Just to make sure that I don't have all that fat that goes in my body.
Right.
But yet, my cholesterol was elevating, goes up and down, up and down. And, you know, but my doctor told me that it's probably because it's hereditary.
Mm-hmm.
My dad passed away with a heart problem.
Right.
So, and my mom has cholesterol issue. My whole family has cholesterol issues. And my dad has gout at the same time when he was alive.
Mm.
So doctors say that, you know, some people, no matter what you do, no matter how much you exercise or whatever, it is genetically, you just bound to have that. So the only thing that you can do is to make sure you make sure you eat properly. Don't eat this. Don't eat that.
Right.
Eat this and that. You know, so I thought I was doing it right, but it's not right. You
okay.
Know? So then the doctor started prescribing me cholesterol medicine.
Mm.
But then I started to worry, say that, you know, because the doctor said that once you're on the cholesterol medicine, you'll be on it for the rest of your life.
Which is ridiculous since you're working out so much, right? It's like, and then watching your diet, and yet I still have to be on this medication.
Exactly. You know, you have to think about it. I cut out all the sugar. I'm eating like bland food like every single day. But yet, you know, I feel like I'm being punished for that still.
Right. You know, so, okay.
Yeah. And I stumbled into a plant-based diet.
Mm.
So then, I know, I wasn't convinced at one point. And I'm like, oh, okay. But I was trying to tell myself that, what else can I do? There's nothing for me to lose except trying all these things. You know, I've tried low-fat. I've tried Atkins diet. I was doing Atkins diet for a while. It made me lose weight, but I was feeling ill afterward because eating so much meat.
Right.
Yeah, and then I did low fat. I did vegetarian diet for a little bit, but it was still elevating, go up and down. And then I stopped pure plant based diet. So I told myself that, you know what, let's give this a try. You know, if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. I didn't have anybody to talk about it. The doctor wasn't convinced that it's a thing that I should go into.
Mm.
So I kind of did it by myself, just try it out and then check every 3 months. I would actually go to the doctor and get my blood work test just to make sure that I'm not going through the wrong path.
Right.
Yeah.
And then everything was reversed after that.
Yeah, we started going down and then it started to go better. And then a year later, it was really good.
Right.
And then my doctor said that, you know, your blood was doing good, you know, keep taking the medication and, you know, you'll be fine. But then I finally told him like a year later saying that, well, I haven't been taking the medication.
Oh, okay. Sneaky fella.
Then he's like, they say, why? I pretty much gave him the whole box of it like here.
Okay.
This is like the whole pack of medication that you gave me and then you can just take it back and whatever. Then he asked me what happened. And I said, well, you know, I changed my diet. I decided to try out an all plant-based diet just to see how it works. And, you know, it's a result.
Mm.
And the doctor told me that, okay, fine, it's good. Keep this up. You know, it may work for you, but it may not work for everyone. I said, well, that's fine, you know.
Okay,
yeah.
Right. So it's, and you said something very interesting earlier on. And you said that you tried being vegetarian, right? And but then that didn't work, right? And of course, you've become vegan, right? And of course, is being vegan more challenging than being vegetarian? And so that means no eggs, no other things as well, right?
Yeah, what I have discovered, again, this is all my personal journey. So I'm going to be the same with everybody else.
Right.
Every one of us have different body genetic things. So I have always been a lactose intolerant.
Mm.
So I never really thought that it would make a difference.
Right.
Suck it through here a little bit there, it makes no difference. So I think what happened is that once I eliminate dairy from my body, and not having that constant irritation, your body started to heal by itself.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So, it might be a small irritant, but if you keep having that, keep doing that, keep causing that to your body, So I think it ended up making it harder for your body to heal and do other things that it's supposed to do, because it keeps having to heal your that thing that you keep doing to yourself.
I think, again,
that's my personal thing.
Yeah, right.
And also, for the ache part, you know, I was working out a lot. I was building, I wanted to build muscles quite a lot. So I was eating a lot of eggs. I was eating 10 eggs a day.
Okay.
But again, this is like 8 egg whites, 2 and then 2 the whole eggs, you know? And I thought that's healthy.
Right.
But at the end, because of eggs, even though it was egg white, it was still not good enough for my body, because it was way, I had too much protein in my body. So at the end, my body could not process it. So it ended up increasing my uric acid in my body.
Okay. Yeah. Now we'll talk a little bit about the business side of things after this. I'm here with Fauzi Hussain from Sala. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Burgers from Mamas. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
You're listening to Open for Business. Good morning. This is Frida Liu. I'm here with Fauzi Hussain, the gentleman behind Sala, which he started in 2017. And of course, this is a vegan Tex-Mex restaurant, which is very interesting. Now, you have recently tied up with Bajaya Food, Berhad.
Yes.
How did that happen? Why did it happen? Yeah.
Okay. It happened last year. Country Vincent Tan came to my restaurant.
Ah, yes.
And you know, he enjoyed the food. So then we started to have a little chat. And then he has been vegetarian for a little bit. And he's been an avid advocate as well.
Yes.
To plant-based way of life, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Then we started talking about doing a joint venture. Yeah.
Okay.
And for me, for Sala as well, when I open up Sala, I always have thought that it is a good concept to be not just have one shop,
right?
Like, to have it more accessible to a lot of people. So you know, having do expansion like this, you need some help, I guess.
Right.
You need something like Bajaya Food, you know. Who have all this
franchising experience,
franchising experience, and have all these other big companies that they've been work with, they can help us out to have stellar growth.
Right. Yeah. It's very interesting. As I was preparing the questions for this interview, obviously I ordered some food, and you know, and it was like, you know, really amazing, very filling, and it's like, wow, it's all vegan, right? Now, so just tie up with Bajaya as well, and of course you're talking about the franchising model and what has happened right now, right, with the pandemic. Is then expansion still a case of more outlets or maybe working through delivery with cloud kitchen so that people still can get your food, but you know, opening outlets, you know, this has happened.
Okay, what we are planning to focus on right now to have more like a smaller unit of Sala, more like a focus on to go and pick up maybe a few tables, not focusing on entirely on like a full diner.
Okay, right. Okay, so like more
Sala to be more accessible,
more kiosk like.
Yes.
Ah.
Yes. We just opened one end of last year over at Desa Park City.
Right.
Yeah. It's just a kiosk to go and pick up. And again, it's been doing quite well. And by people who live in Desa Park City and around that area. And yeah.
Okay.
This is like our first one.
Right.
So we were nervous at first and see how it is. But so far, people have been, you know, accepted quite well. And we're quite fortunate that Sala has its own following. And I do have to thank all of them, of course.
you need one in the Tamantun Bandar Utama area next. Okay, now, you know, in the last couple of years as well, have you seen the acceptance of veganism develop and grown? You know,
Wow, when I first started, my focus was why I chose Hartamas is because I wasn't sure that a lot of other people in other areas will be interested in veganism. Mm. I know people will be eventually, but it will take time.
Mm.
Yeah, I was focusing on the expat and people on the KL area. But at the end, you know, I have people from Shah Alam come in, people from Kedah actually come in to come and visit, even from Johor, you know. There's a lot of people who are who have been in plant-based diet but has not accessible to them.
Mm.
And as years goes by, I'm getting more and more people. It was strange that my focus is one segment, like students, for example, the millennials, maybe,
right.
The expat. But at the end, you know, I have people in the 60s, you know, I actually getting a lot of Malay customers that have wanted to go vegan because for health reasons. And they pretty much came up to us and tried to ask information and how to eat and what to get and everything. Mm. It's interesting. It's interesting to see throughout the years and the demographic keep changing.
Right, right.
Yeah,
which is good. I think people are getting to be more health conscious as well. Just for say a conversation also, we also have critics about avocados and almonds not being non-vegan.
Yeah.
Your thoughts on this?
Okay.
And avocado is huge, right, in Tex-Mex cuisine.
Yes, avocados and anything that not locally produced have always have an impact to the environment, to the people, you know, how it's being produced and everything. So yes, as much as we can, it's better to have produce that has, you want to think ethically of where the source is from.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, when it comes to avocados, well, we don't use a lot of avocados.
Mm-hmm.
One is because it's expensive.
Right.
Yeah. We do have them because, you know, it's part of Tex-Mex.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, for almonds, for example, we do have them, but we don't really. But we do focus more on soy. We give other options as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what are your hot sellers right now? When you know people go to Sala, what seems to be the hot sellers?
Okay, the burritos sell very well. I think people have always come here. We are always kind of known for the burritos and the mushrooms that we have for the main ingredients for the burritos.
Okay.
Yeah, the tacos has been quite well as well.
Right.
In the beginning, the tacos was a little bit slow. A lot of people don't know. Again, coming from my background living in the U.S., when I come here, I started opening that, I thought everybody know what tacos is.
Mm.
Yeah. But there was a lot of, for the first year and a half, there's a lot of education, what burritos, what tacos, what it's made from and everything. But then throughout the years, I've also been noticing there's a lot of new businesses that open that sell tacos and burritos as well.
Mm.
You know, Taco Bell just come in.
Right,
you know,
right.
Yeah. And then Mad Max just opened up last year as well. So now people are very familiar now.
Right.
In a short time, within the last 3 years, people are more familiar with tacos and burritos. So again, you know, it's win-win for us as well.
Okay. And I noticed also something that's very important among Malaysians, that you've included nasi lemak in your menu, right?
Oh, of course.
do you feel we need to include more Malaysian dishes or maybe, you know, another outlet that's just like Malaysian vegan?
Again, being Malaysian, of course, I love nasi lemak. You know, it's something that I could not live without.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And when I was living in the in New York, I was, you know, I was like shocked to see how many Malaysian restaurants there is in the middle of New York.
Right.
In my apartment, I have 5 Malaysian restaurants within like 10 minutes walk.
Okay.
It's amazing. So I have nasi lemak almost every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. when I decided to open up Sala, I'm like, part of our culture, it's part of my food, it's one of my favorite food, I have to have it.
Mm-hmm.
And making it vegan, it wasn't that hard because during my journey, I've been making it myself anyway.
Right.
And it was just replacing certain ingredients and trying to make it as savory as much as you can. Of course, we don't have the eggs, you know, we don't have the ikan bilis, but we have something to substitute it to make it as good as a regular nasi lemak.
As ori as possible.
As ori as possible.
Right.
And then to make it a little twist, you know, you have the nasi lemak burrito.
Right.
To, you know, to kind of marry both of the Malaysian and the Tex-Mex idea as well.
Right.
And again, it has been doing quite well.
Okay, so I guess, you know, here's to a healthier 2021 to all of us and forwards, and, you know, looking forward to more of your kiosks in definitely in the Klang Valley and in Malaysia, you know. And of course, one other question, you know, like, do you think there are plans to go overseas, or, you know, like, there's still a lot more work to be done in Malaysia at the moment?
Berjaya Food did talk about possible venturing out to the neighboring country, Singapore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because they have been working a lot with Singapore, Kenny Rogers, Starbucks, and have been working a lot with Joy Bean as well.
Mm-hmm.
Has been working a lot with in Singapore. Joy Bean is from Singapore, right?
Right.
Originally, yeah.
So we'll watch this space then.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for spending time with us this morning. I've been speaking to Fauzi Hussein from Sala. You've been listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.